It's the final instalment in our series on radical ideas that are unlikely to be government policy after the election. Today, Dave Wetzel, who chairs the Professional Land Reform Group, makes the case for a land tax.
Every human activity requires land, a free gift of Mother Nature. Land values are created by all of our activities, social and economic, public and private. If we all create this rising land wealth, where is it going? Who is getting it? As taxpayers, we fund motorways, improve schools, and other services that reward adjacent landowners with huge unearned and untaxed bonuses. Governments tax wages, homes, shopping, transport, and almost everything we buy. If they could, no doubt they'd also tax marital sex, and yet no government has ever taxed that unearned wealth which accrues to landowners, but which we all create. By not taxing land, our governments give more importance to the speculators' interests than to the wider community's needs. Here we are in Mayfair, at the heart of central London, where most of the land is owned by one man, the Duke of Westminster. He, and others like him, are able to charge businesses and individuals huge ground rents for the use of this land. Land that has no cost of production, as it's a free gift from Mother Nature. With a land value tax applied annually, the natural wealth of land could be used to provide better schools and hospitals. And the taxes we deplore that damage our economy, like council tax, income tax and VAT, could all be cut. Isn't it time we all demanded our fair share of the unearned benefits that derive from land ownership? The land that our forefathers fought for?
Let us know what you think. PM at bbc.co.uk.